Let's talk about Benny Gantz. Gantz is a minister in the war cabinet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And Gantz recently returned from a trip to Washington, D.C., where he met with White House officials. But here's the thing. The trip, it was not approved by Prime Minister Netanyahu. Not only that, the trip was against the wishes of Prime Minister Netanyahu. Imagine a U.S. vice president going on a diplomatic trip against the wishes of the president. What message does that send? Well, I'll tell you. It sends a message of division, dissent, and of weakness of the leader of the president in the U.S.'s case, or of the prime minister, Netanyahu, in Israel's case. That is exactly the message that Gantz's visit sent the world, especially to Israel's enemies, that Israel is weak, that Netanyahu is weak. All this while the Biden administration has been quite public about its disappointment with Prime Minister Netanyahu, wanting him to agree to a ceasefire, even though Israel always agrees to the ceasefire and it's Hamas who always says no. So if you ask me, Gantz went to Washington on this trip to get marching orders from the White House, because the White House is very interested in toppling Netanyahu's government and replacing him with Gantz. Now, here is even more important information about Gantz that nobody is talking about. Gantz was defense minister a few years ago, and before that, he was the chief of staff of the IDF, which means Gantz has been at the upper echelon of the IDF and Israel's defense establishment for years, over a decade or so. So if anyone has direct responsibility for the failure of the IDF and intelligence services to protect Israel and Israelis on the October 7th massacre from Gaza, it's Benny Gantz. Not only should he never become prime minister, he should be distanced from all politics and security issues in Israel forever, together with the whole upper echelon of the IDF and intelligence services, who literally withheld information and intelligence warnings from Netanyahu and the government in order to prepare them for the October 7th massacre. They totally failed the Israeli people. But don't worry, the Jewish people are strong, stronger than we have been in decades. Understanding today, post-October 7th, that we can no longer trust our human military leaders and intelligence leaders. Rather, we have to place our trust in our one true leader, God above. We, the Jewish people in Israel, are winning this war today, and we will win, thanks to our soldiers and officers on the ground, and together with God above, despite the failures of our military and intelligence leaders like Benny Gantz. On October 7th, the Jewish people experienced a tremendous and painful tragedy that we are still having trauma from and dealing with. But we are the Jewish people. We have overcome 2,000 years of exile and persecution. Today, we will overcome today's horrific situation as well. Remember, everyone, Am Yisrael Chai.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.